And we command the spirit of adultery to leave lives right here in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you impart a spirit of holiness. That we understand that sex is holy in you, Lord. When it's done according to your laws. We pray, O God, that you cause to come upon our spirits, our souls, and our bodies. A wholeness, Lord. Father, let healing come upon the souls. Heal the broken souls. Heal broken minds and broken emotions, Lord. Where these areas have hurt them and bruised them and damaged them. Father God, you are the healer. Jesus, you are the healer of broken hearts and broken lives. We pray that right now, you come into each one's soul, Lord. Go into the past of each one. Those areas where fear of these things have come into their life. And remove them. Wrong words spoken about these areas in their life. Remove them, Lord. Wrong counsel that has been given in this area, Lord. Remove them, Lord. We ask, O God, that you give a balanced outlook, Lord. From your word in these areas. We ask, O God, that you have a clean. You cause a clean, sanctified mind to arise in the lives of your people, God. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Just lift your hands up to the Lord for a moment. It's not over yet. Just worship it one song. Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you. Make you whole. He will make you whole. Jesus, come and fill your land. Wherever we are, with eyes closed in Him, music keep softly playing. We will not ask you to come forward at all. But the Lord has revealed that there are some here. Some of you are sisters and a few brothers. Where you have always regarded the sexual aspect of your life as evil. And you have always thought that this is a hindrance to your spirit life. And some of you who are that way are married. And you're depriving your partner of an aspect of relationship that God ordained for you to be a part of. And you must reject the kind of thinking and the kind of theology. Because it hurts your marriage. It's going to hurt your marriage. And you sacrifice sex for spirituality when God says that there's no necessity to sacrifice. It's not sacrifice, He asks, it's control. And there are others of you, and you have people abuse you in the sexual area when you were young. And because of that, you've grown to hate it. And although you have grown much in the spirit in these areas and spiritual areas, but yet there's this thing gnawing on the inside of you and keep coming to your consciousness. And unless you're healed and you're free from that tonight, it constantly comes against your life. like a big scar that feels painful every time you think about that. I want you to know that Jesus can heal that scar, the damage in your life, in your soul, when people abuse your bodies. And some of you who are not married yet, and you do not live a disciplined life, you're given rein to sexual passions, you indulge in different things, and God is dealing with your life. He's saying, if you will surrender it to Him, you never realize you could surrender these things to Him. You never realize you could pray and say, oh Lord, can you take control of my sexual areas? Take control of the sexual passions. You're too ashamed to even ask Him. Because you have not, He hasn't entered the inner chamber of your lives. But I want you to know, Jesus came as a man. He knew what sexual passion is, but He never fell. He knows what it is because He came in human flesh. And yet He can overcome. And if you will allow the same Jesus to come into your life, He can set you free. Right now, and you know that you're the one God is speaking, wherever you are, and others of you, you can also just pray and intercede along. I want you to just lift up both your hands and just begin to worship God softly and allow His Spirit to heal you right where you're standing. Let the love of God heal you. Let His holy presence fill you. Let Him free you from all the passions of your bodies and your minds. Let Him take your body as a temple that He could transform you and you'll never be the same, because His blood is on you. That's it. Just let Him flow to your life. As you pray for, you feel the healing touch in your life right now. Heal lives right now, Lord. Lord, as they cry to you, heal their lives, heal their minds, heal their past, Lord. Remove all guilt and all stains from them, Lord. Ramahachi Gibriandala Bahashadala Mash. Gibriandala Mariatala Mahasibriya Turama Balibiriatala Mahabriatala Mash. Ramadi Gibriantala Mashi Gibriantala Mash. Gibriandala Mariatala Mash. In Jesus' name be free. In Jesus' name receive deliverance. In Jesus' name be free. In Jesus' name be free. In Jesus' name be free. In Jesus' name be healed. Jesus' name. He heals your soul right now. There's a light of God coming upon those of you whom I have called out. There's this light flowing through you right now. It's healing light coming upon you. This cleansing, healing light, making you whole. You see, why you're that way, why you're giving to lust, why you're having all those problems, is because you're out of tune on the inside. Your soul is twisted and out of tune. And the light of God is coming to your life and tuning it again. And He's tuning it again so that all those things that are synchrony is coming again into tune with Him, so that you could have a body that is subject to the Spirit of God. Even right now, He's tuning you again, tuning you into the person God wants you to be, the healthy person God wants you to be, healthy in spirit, healthy in your soul, healthy in your body. He tunes you to be the person He wants you to be, so that the real you can really come up. The real person He has made you to be can come out. Free, free, like a bird that's been released from its cage. Free to worship God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank You, Father God. Pray this after me. Say, Father God, I thank You for Your healing touch in my life. And I'm set free tonight from all bondages and all passions of the flesh. Father God, teach me to have a balanced attitude, to see that my body is not evil, but that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That means that every part of my body is holy, it's good, it's beautiful, and you have created sex to be holy in you. So help me, Father God, to have a balanced attitude in this regard. Thank you, Father God, for setting me free so that I know in a marriage relationship, sex is alright. It's holy. The marriage bed is undefiled. Father God, help me to learn self-control, to know balance in my life. That I balance the things of the Spirit, the things in my soul, and the things in my body, so that I could be a healthy person. Spirit, soul, and body. Filled with your Holy Spirit, the temple of God. I surrender my spirit, I yield my soul, and I present my body as a living sacrifice unto you tonight. I know the devil loves my flesh. He wants to take my flesh and use it the way he wants. But Father God, I've dedicated my flesh to you to be used for your glory, to be used to express your love according to the Ten Commandments, according to your laws, according to your guidelines. Help me, O God, to be a holy person in you, holy in spirit, holy in soul, holy in my body. Thank you, Father God, for healing my soul tonight. All the perversions in my past and the imbalance in my past, you have balanced me tonight and set me free in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Give Jesus a clap offering. God bless you. God bless you. See you again next week. Any other ministry, we'll see you outside on the right side of the auditorium.